This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and we invite you to bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, woman has been arrested for having a cold. Isn't that what you take Sudafed for, Mark? Having some kind of sinus thing?
Allergies.
Allergies. So she's in trouble. Well, Mark's got that story. We'll share that with you, and your calls are certainly welcome about whatever you'd like to discuss. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show. Username LRN.FM, and our toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN. That toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So plenty of stuff to discuss here tonight. Actually, you started the show talking about our friend Rich Paul, who has been on the show as a kind of a co-host, guest co-host, I guess, with us in the past. He is back in jail now after being convicted at a violation of probation hearing, where I learned that the probation system is as bad as I thought it was, and maybe a little bit worse, in that when you get charged with a violation of probation, there's no rules of evidence, meaning the state can introduce any kind of evidence they want from wherever they want without any kind of verification or validation on that evidence. And the case is based on a preponderance of the evidence as far as the decision being made, so therefore, even with the fact that there is no rule to submitting evidence, the evidence itself need not be real firm. It could just simply be suggestive, and as long as the judge thinks you're guilty, that's good enough. Reasonable doubt is not a factor here. It's preponderance of the evidence. So basically, the deck is completely stacked against you from the word go in this probationary system. It's been fascinating to kind of watch and to learn about. And the video footage, it's probably going to be no earlier than tomorrow morning before it gets online of the full hearing. But I did pull up the segment where Rich Paul gives his speech at the end, at the very end, where he is about to be sentenced to what ultimately is a six-month sentence in New Hampshire. That basically will break down to 4 months because Rich will likely be well-behaved in jail and he'll get good time. And that'll be just about right because it'll get him out right in time for Keene Benchon, thank goodness. But we'll go. I want to play just the closing statement from Rich Paul here to kind of give people a little taste of some of what happened. He also got very emotional on the stand when he was testifying as well, and I thought it was a really powerful appearance in court from Rich's perspective. And it's actually, the audio here is really good. The video, when you're shooting in the courtrooms, at least in these courtrooms, you've got to shoot from the back. So whenever someone's talking from the prosecutor or defense table, all you see is their back. The video isn't particularly interesting, but the audio, I think, is pretty good. So here you go from Rich Paul's hearing today.
I just want to get on with my life. And, you know, you took a problem also, that you passed out enough, you can take some more. But the probation thing is, you know, it's not a good way to live. You know, if I hadn't been on probation, then I at least could have taken a break from civil disobedience by going to Colorado.
That's an interesting point, because when you're on probation, in most cases, I think almost all of them, you are restricted to where you cannot leave the state without special permission from the probation department.
Right.
And if you want to move to another state, so if he wanted to go visit his parents, as he mentions here in a moment, he would have to get permission for that visit. If he wanted to move to Colorado or Michigan or wherever, because Colorado has legal cannabis, Michigan has medicinal cannabis, if you wanted to move, you have to get permission from both states. You have to get permission from the probation office in New Hampshire to leave, and you have to get permission from the probation office in whatever the destination state is to accept you into their probation system. So it's pretty difficult to leave.
It is very difficult.
Yeah, you basically, you're stuck. Let's continue here.
Because civil disobedience is tiring, and I'm tired, but I can't just stand down and say, oh no, don't do it to me, do it to somebody else. If you're going to do it to somebody, you might as well do it to me, you know. But you know, I would rather get on with my life as soon as possible and have this not be an issue and be able to make commitments to an employer and know that I will be able to stick with those commitments.
One of the that's a great point. One of the things he pointed out earlier during testimony was that he has had 3 job offers since he's gotten out of not just jail, but within the last couple weeks, he's gotten some programming offers. Before his stint as an activist here in New Hampshire, he was a computer programmer.
Right.
Brilliant guy.
He is. And there's no doubt in my mind. That's exactly the truth. This guy is brilliant.
Yeah.
And so often I feel like he's, it's just being wasted in his activism in many ways.
Well, I understand, Mark. There's a large contingent of people who feel like civil disobedience is a waste. And, you know, the typical claim is, oh, your talents could be used so much better in other areas. But when somebody does civil disobedience, they do it because they really are impassioned about something.
Yep.
They really believe in something so much that they're willing to put their life on the line. They're willing to put their freedom on the line to stand up for that. And to me, that level of passion is far more inspirational to people out there than if Rich Paul were to just code a website or something like that. That's not to say that coding websites is a bad thing. I've made a number of websites in my time, and I'm sure so has Rich Paul. But there are people who will cite Rich Paul as their reason for being here in New Hampshire. How many people cite a website as their reason for being in New Hampshire?
Other than the freestateprojects.org's website, not too many.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's neither here nor there. Rich pointing out that because of probation, you can never really know what tomorrow's going to bring. As far as the probation department could come, you get another VOP charge, you go back into jail. How can you hold down a career? How can you keep a job like that? He couldn't take the programming jobs he was offered when he was on the outside because he knew he has this hearing coming up today where he could go back to jail and did go back to jail. So it doesn't do any good for you to start a job like that where, you know, you need to know. You know your code, and nobody else does, so it's kind of important for that person to be able to go to work. And so, again, getting off the probation system, very important thing to do.
Because otherwise it's not fair to them, it's not fair to me. I'd like to visit my parents, you know. They're in Michigan, but I don't really want to live in Michigan. It's pretty much between Colorado and New Hampshire, and I can't transfer probation to Colorado because I don't have any family there. I guess that's all I can say. I believe that requiring me not to smoke marijuana does violate my right to conscience.
Just to point out something there, the New Hampshire Constitution actually enshrines the right to conscience. And the idea behind this, it's just an idea. I'm not going to play the judge's sentencing, but in the judge's sentencing, he basically glosses, he acknowledges what Rich said about the right to conscience and essentially just blows it out of the water. Like, you know, it doesn't really matter. Well, right to conscience doesn't matter, buddy.
The right to conscience is, 10A here in...
No, it's, I believe, Article 4 of the New Hampshire Bill of Rights, but I don't have it in front of me right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, the New Hampshire Bill of Rights is, the New Hampshire Constitution is distinct among constitutions because it has a right to revolution.
That's Article 10.
Contained within. It also has this right to conscience. But a government can't allow a right to revolution and can't allow a right to conscience. These are nothing but lip service. If there's a right to conscience when it comes to a state, you know, and by state I mean a monopolistic form of government that claims to be a monopoly in a given land area. It means there's no competition. If a state allows conscientious objection, then it allows people to opt out of the state. If you can't opt out of the state.
Well, maybe you can. I mean, maybe enough people, if they did it, they would be successful, Mark. And maybe things like the right to conscience has never actually been appealed to the Supreme Court. I don't know if that's true or not in New Hampshire, but I know that Brad Jardis, somebody we used to have on the show on a regular basis, former police officer, made the claim that Article 10 Part of it had never been brought to the Supreme Court, so the
man
courts
was
never
brilliant
ruled.
When it came to laws, that's for sure.
The courts, you know, there's a good chance the court has never ruled on this. Which, by the way, I've got it here now. Article 4 of New Hampshire's Bill of Rights: among the natural rights, some are in their very nature unalienable, because no equivalent can be given or received for them. Of this kind are the rights of conscience. We can talk more about what that means here in a moment and continue. Rich has a little bit more to say in front of the judge before he was sentenced today to go back to jail for cannabis. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help. Help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk. Talk Live. Bring up anything you want right here toll free. Maybe you want to talk about the idea of the right to conscience. It's actually outlined in the New Hampshire Bill of Rights, and I don't know how many other state bills of rights have similar text. I'd be interested in finding out.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm reading this this Article 4 of the New Hampshire Constitution. Yeah. It doesn't talk about a right of conscience. It talks about among the natural rights, some are, in their very nature, unalienable, because no equivalent can be given or received for them.
Yeah.
Of this kind are the rights of conscience.
It talks about more than one right of conscience.
Right. It's claiming that there are rights of conscience, which doesn't necessarily mean that there is a right of conscience. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
A right of conscience may not be one of the rights of conscience. This is a name for some rights that are unalienable from their standpoint. We're reading a text that is more than 200 years old.
Well, to be clear,
I don't know what these people mean when they say it.
Well, that's the thing. It's not defined. So when and if it were to come to the Supreme Court of New Hampshire, odds are good they would define it as something that does not give you the power to actually use your conscience. When I read it, at least, that's what it says to me. And, of course, our opinions don't matter when it comes to the courts. It's all the men and women in robes that matter. It shouldn't be that way. But, you know, when I read this, and it follows in Article 3, and they're kind of related. So let me go back to Article 3 here, which says, when men enter into a state of society, they surrender up some of their natural rights to that society in order to ensure the protection of others, and without such an equivalent, the surrender is void. That's the citizenship line there.
Sure.
That's the thing that says that when you enter this society, society being a voluntary association of individuals coming together for a common purpose, generally that's what a society is. When you enter the society, this one, you give up certain rights for protection.
And this might be like, you know, I don't know, the right to live in silence, for instance. You know, like a lot of people, they don't like it when folks go down the road and they hear the radio blaring out of the car. I don't like that particularly either, mind you, but it's kind of like one of those things, you know, you live in an apartment building, you expect more some noise.
Yeah.
You live in a house, you expect less noise. You live in a farm, you expect less noise. So, you know, maybe it's the when you're talking about the things you give up in order to live in a society, you know, what are those things? And I would think that there's...
They don't define them either.
They don't define those either. You know, maybe... I mean, you know, you want to live in a city. I don't think there's any expectation that you would breathe perfectly clean air, right? Like there's going to be cars around and exhaust and stuff.
Well, right. And so, again, they say that there's clearly two categories. There's the things that you could give up in return for protection,
yep,
whatever those things are. And then there's the rights of conscience, which is what Article 4 talks about, which they say could not possibly be alienable. You can't give them up because nothing that's equivalent to those rights could be traded back to you. There's no deal. There's no possible way you can make that deal.
And I want to know, when did I make the deal? You know, the Article 3 deal where it says that I gave up certain rights to live in society? When did I make the deal?
You didn't. You didn't sign the document.
Now, could I undo the deal by moving to some place that is not, that doesn't have a society, right? And this may very well have been true in New Hampshire in 1770, whatever the Constitution was written, 1769, I'm not exactly
1783.
Sure. 1783, great. In 1783, there may very well have been places that you could move sort of out of white man's legal purview.
Mm-hmm.
But...
not now.
How do I do this? How do I leave your jurisdiction?
Because I've been trying for years, Mark, and they just won't let me.
Right. I mean, in order to even get out of the country, I've got to file for their paperwork, right? I've got to have the passport. Don't forget there's an exit tax on anybody who leaves with enough money. So, you know, I don't know. Since I didn't sign their form, it seems like I should be able to leave without having to give up any money. You're free or you're not free. In Rome and, you know, throughout human history, slaves purchased their freedom. Having to pay an exit tax, in my opinion, makes you a slave. And it seems pretty obvious. So where do I go? I guess I have to go inside the United States. Where do I go inside the United States where I don't have to deal with the society that they're talking about, that I gave up the rights to be inside of?
Mm-hmm.
Where do I have to go outside the United States?
If we knew, we'd probably be there, Mark.
What legal jurisdiction is going to leave me alone when I move in there? Or is it that they don't have to...
Look, we don't have any control over those other jurisdictions. We're just writing our own little piece of paper here. And if you happen to be inside this legal border, you've given up those rights. I mean, it's you can go to any plantation you want to go to as long as you live on a plantation.
That's basically the deal, yeah. And you never agreed to it. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So, rights of conscience, unalienable. That's what Rich Paul's referring to when he makes the statement in the VOP hearing as he's about to be sentenced, where he talks about his right of conscience. Let me continue the video.
Violate my right to conscience, my First Amendment right to free expression, because marijuana is a sacrament to my church. And although it doesn't have legal power, I think it violates some words that are very important to me. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that amongst these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. That it is to secure these rights that governments are instituted amongst men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
By the way, Rich Paul doing that off the cuff, quoting that statement, looking directly at the judge the entire time. He did not have notes from which he was reading. He's just outstanding at that stuff.
Well, the fact is that when you look at libertarian types, these are the most educated voters, the most educated people in a given society on government. They're the ones who know. You ask these people who've sworn oaths to these documents, they don't have a foggy clue what they say. I mean, these judges, they'll say things like, the Constitution has no bearing in this court.
Uh-huh.
Like, they swear an oath to it, they take pictures in front of the flag, and then they say it has no bearing there.
Yeah. It's crazy.
When Jefferson was asked to clarify this a little bit, he said, doesn't giving them the right to pursue of happiness give them the right to do anything they want? And he said, no, because all men are created equal, and therefore, in his vision, the end of your right to pursue happiness was where you harm somebody else. I still haven't done that. I still haven't harmed anybody. And I just want it over. That's all I've got. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. I thought that was a really powerful way for him to end his sentencing statement. I still haven't harmed anyone.
And I just want this over.
No one has alleged that he has harmed anyone. Not even in the weapons possession claim, which was completely failed by the state today. They bombed on that claim. He wasn't alleged to have actually used the weapon, even to defend himself with. He would have.
Wielding a monopod in defense.
Yeah. So, interesting day in court. Lots was learned. The video will be available later on, probably tomorrow at some point, at freekeen.com. We'll continue here. Your calls are welcome about whatever's on your mind. When will people stop being put in prison cells who have not harmed anyone? I hope it's in my lifetime. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves. You may do that toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. You get to create the content. You submit whatever you want. Free Talk Live allows you to submit whatever, you know, maybe it's a news article or a blog post, a YouTube video. You submit it through our Reddit-based system. It's free, and then other listeners can vote it up or down, and you get to vote on things as well on the front page. So we'll know what you think's important. Go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive for free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for the things that we give away on our website. So again, go to freetalklive.com.
If you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's delicious coffee. There's no coffee that you're going to find that's of higher quality than BuzzBox. It's shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. This is the best of the best coffee. And you can get a free pound by simply going there and signing up for the subscription at coffee.freetalklive.com. You can cancel that subscription anytime. You pay the shipping for the first pound, but it is yours for free. Now, what BuzzBox does that other high-end coffee manufacturers don't seem to have nearly the concern for is that they've got a system set up where people, you know, near the communities where they do their farming are able to get into coffee co-ops so that they can make a better life for themselves. And this is
the sort of fair trade done right, as opposed to, you know, just slapping a sticker on there and, you know, saying you've got fair trade and, you know, paying too much to union organized folks and that kind of thing. This is the way it should be done. And it's one of the reasons that I really do like BuzzBox coffee. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com, get your free pound, and you can cancel the subscription anytime. But if you keep on going, then we're able to give, for every 10 people that sign up for BuzzBox Coffee, we're able to give a microloan to another family around the world. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're going to get to the story about the lady arrested for buying Sudafed, but first, to the phones and the fun. We've got Greg in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Greg.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, Greg. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to call in and discuss the stuff happening in the Middle East. And how this, I know it's throwing more controversy on what are some already controversial ideas sometimes in America, but
what is happening in the Middle East that you would like to comment upon?
Yeah, Ian doesn't know. Go ahead, tell him.
Well, the Middle East is a big place.
yeah, definitely. Well, I want to mention two places in the Middle East where we see basically the withdrawal of previous governments, and what happened was described by many people to be a state of anarchy. Now, I wouldn't say it's completely anarchy.
Where are we talking about?
So one would be Libya, where Gaddafi was basically his regime was eliminated. And the other is Gaza. But Gaza, after the Israel withdrawal in 2005 and before it was taken over by Hamas. So here we have two regions that were basically devoid of any monopoly on power. And if you look at Gaza, for example, it was composed entirely of clans, hamulas, which would basically be at war with each other perpetually. And what Hamas did, it is a terrorist organization as recognized by many countries, but what it did was it gained a monopoly on the arms. It disarmed the rival hamulas. And that's the situation today. So I'm kind of – I don't see – it's not obvious to me which situation is better necessarily. I mean, in terms of people dying or anything else. Anarchy doesn't seem to be superior.
Well, I don't advocate for anarchy.
Neither do I.
I think it's a terrible term, and it, one of the reasons is because of the conversation we're having right now. People will say, but look, these places with, people even say places with weak governments, they'll point to those, and they'll say, well, look at what the results are, as though a stronger government, a more powerful government results in something good. Because I can point at North Korea that has a very strong, very centralized government and say, look, that crap doesn't work either, right? These people are starving. But the reason I don't use that term is because I'm not interested in the absence of just the absence of a monopolistic state. I'm interested in voluntarism, people understanding the idea that, you know, people are sovereign in and of themselves and that you shouldn't do harm to them. So this is a philosophy on top of everything else. So if, for instance, you just today, for whatever reason, Washington went boom, right? Let's say that, you know, a meteor strikes Washington, D.C. and destroys Washington, D.C. and the surrounding areas. You know,
meteor party!
You're going to have some kind of grasping for the ring of power here.
Yeah. Well, look at Somalia.
Yeah, people don't have an understanding that, look, let's just leave people alone on this and you know, get them, and they'll take care of things on their own. No, they're going, everybody has an understanding of a centralized state. They have a belief system that we must have this state. It's that conversation I'm trying to undermine.
Yeah,
this idea,
it'll just be recreated.
Yeah, absolutely. It will just be recreated. But once you can sort of teach people that, look, human freedom works. Here's some examples. Human freedom works. It's moral. Let me show you this, this, and this. I wouldn't disagree that, yes, people are going to continue to grasp for the ring of power in these places, and they're going to use weapons to do that. But what you need to understand is here in the United States, we don't have a monopoly on violence. The state doesn't have a monopoly on violence. There are people constantly competing with the state on their use of violence. The state claims a monopoly on violence.
And many people tend to agree with that monopoly, but it doesn't actually have it. So, for instance, my wife cheats on me. I decide, rather than punishing her through the court system, trying to get custody of my child more of the shared assets, I'm going to shoot her. That is me competing with the state as, in the area of violence. The state has its sort of set up court, and it will use force to get to enact that, those rules that they pass down from their court. But I'm competing. I've decided, no, I don't want their use of violence. I want to use my own. So people are constantly competing. Armed gangs are a good example. The Crips and Bloods, they're competing with their local and state and federal governments for control of certain areas.
I get your point, Mark, but you could argue right. The state has a monopoly on the legitimate use of violence or what is perceived as legitimate.
It depends on who you're saying it's perceived by.
Yeah.
Perception is, it's the ownership of the perceiver.
Well, Greg, I agree with pretty much most of what Mark said. I'm not an anarchist. I don't believe that anarchy should be promoted. I think anarchy has a connotation of a lack of rules, and I'm totally fine with rules as long as it's, on your private property. You can set whatever rules you want. So I think that in the examples that you've given, you have people who've been thrust into a situation with a power vacuum, without a state around, or the remnants of a state, and then you'll see those things being created again, as we pointed out. If, however, what you have before a situation of statelessness is a sort of an evolution of thought. If you have people being educated to come to the understanding of why voluntarism, the idea of humans interacting consensually, is a good idea, and have them embrace that concept, then you could truly have a shot at a stateless society where people are, we still have protection agencies. They're just not, the one-size-fits-all state protection agency. They don't get guaranteed a budget every single year. They have to earn their budget, like the Threat Management Center in Detroit, which we talked about the other night. So I don't mind right. A lot of the things the state does, like road work. I just think that it shouldn't be monopolized or, threatened. You shouldn't have to be forced to pay for those things. That's the idea that I want to promote. I don't want to promote, bombings and fear in the streets and random acts of violence, which is what people think of when they think of anarchy.
Yeah. Well, I think I get where you guys are coming from. If I was to summarize your answer, it's that if people are not ready to have no government, then no government will not be good for them.
Well, it won't even be possible.
I wouldn't say people could live without government. I think government's necessary. I think, however, that government needs to be voluntary, not imposed upon people.
If people aren't ready to have a state, then, or if people aren't ready to have no state, then there will always be the state. There's more coming up here, though, Greg. If you want to hang on, I know you only really had a chance to ask your question. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want right here, toll-free. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's brought to you by ProXPN. ProXPN is a global virtual private network. What does that mean? Well, it's private, and it's global. So they encrypt your data, and there are different servers around the world that you can connect to get that data out. So what happens is you connect to ProXPN server. Their software on your computer encrypts all of the data leaving your computer and coming into your computer. It goes through your ISP, your internet service provider, but the ISP, because your data is encrypted, no longer can data mine you. They don't know what you're doing anymore. So it just kind of passes through your ISP, and then it goes off to ProXPN server, where it is then decrypted and sent out to the rest of the internet. So it's a great way to prevent your internet service provider from gathering information about you, and also the fact that you're encrypting your data means that others who are right on the receiving end of that data can't gather info. So if you're at a coffee shop, the admin of the network there, he can't sniff out your packets and figure out what you're doing. Somebody sitting with a device, a Wi-Fi device, trying to steal your packet information, they can't understand what you're doing.
Lots of those folks out there.
It's encrypted. And you can do it for free with their software at proxpn.com/FTL. Download it for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. There's instructions for Linux. It's a little bit different with Linux, but you can get it working. And the encryption protects you. The other thing that ProXPN can do for you, and there's a few other things, is they actually allow you to privately torrent, and you can connect to servers all around the world and get unlimited bandwidth with their premium account. Plus, you can get around regional blocks in most parts of the world with ProXPN. China, it's getting pretty tough in China, but some places it works, some places it doesn't. They're working on it to try to get a workaround. China's basically attacking all VPN users and shutting down VPNs.
Period. Sure, I mean, you know, what in the world would you want to be able to control people's internet for and then allow VPNs to just get around that?
So ProXPN works pretty much everywhere it's tried from what we've been told by our listeners who've been using it. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go grab the software, get it installed, and then upgrade to premium with our discount code to save 20% for the lifetime of your account. The code is FTL20. That's FTL20. And if you order the annual plan, it breaks the price down to $5 a month. It's really an amazing deal at ProXPN.com/FTL. Promo code FTL20. Greg is back with us in New York. Greg, you had called in with a question about anarchy, and Mark and I, of course, disavowed the term. I'm not an anarchist. I'm a voluntarist. I believe all human interaction should be consensual. But I realized that basically last segment was you asking your question, Mark and I answering it for most of the segment.
And you're not getting to say anything regarding
it. And then you don't have much time to respond. So go ahead.
Yeah, I get the idea. It's definitely a noble vision in its intent. You guys would like everyone who participates in society to have this sort of innate respect for the rights of others, whatever those rights may be in that society, maybe capitalist, anarcho-capitalist. I'm not saying you guys are anarchists, but, respect for property, or it could be a respect for, collaboration and helping each other out, or whatever that is. But it sounds to me it could be a little ideological, just like the social.
Oh, it's very ideological.
Right. So then my question would be, from the practical point of view, when the socialists were asked how come their society is not doing so great, they said, well, we just haven't reached the point where it's true socialism, and not everyone understands how to function in this society yet. So I guess my question is, in a practical sense, since governments, like you say, took over the whole world, everything is under government, wouldn't establishing this kind of society lead to a vacuum in some area? In which case, my question is, what about all the people who don't subscribe to your idea? What if they come from the outside? What if they're marauders? What if they're ISIS that attacks Iraqi cities? Don't you think that there's some banding together for protection that's still required? I mean, how do you get around all that stuff?
Well, I think that the first step to this is to allow people to opt out. What we currently have is a system where you mayn't opt out. If you choose to, operate on your own, not pay taxes to some organization that you've never contracted with for services you never wanted, then they will take away your property and or throw you in jail, depending on which tax we're talking about, right?
Well, I mean, you apply for a license to do business in a state, then you are in effect contracting with that state.
But you're saying, but which license are you referring to? I haven't applied to any state for any license to do business in anything, but I can assure you that they will take my property and throw me in jail if I don't play by their rules.
Well, I presume you guys applied for a radio license in the spectrum.
Nope, no radio license.
Never.
Not in this country.
No? Interesting. All right, I don't know about the rules.
And actually, believe it or not, in New Hampshire is one of the states with the fewest occupational licensing, as I understand it.
They've still got those silly licenses for painting nails and that kind of thing, though. Really silly that, for instance, barbers have more hours in than law enforcement officers or EMTs.
And we've seen people arrested for violating those regulations. There was a guy who gave an illegal manicure several years ago, actually before we moved here to New Hampshire, and he was arrested for it.
Because anarchy! And so the point here is, Greg, is that if somebody chooses to opt out, then they should be able to opt out. If other people choose to opt out with them and create a little society where they find themselves somewhat protected, I don't think that local government, that state government, or that federal government has any obligation to protect those people if they're not paying those organizations for protection.
Well, guess what? They don't have any obligation anyway, even if you are paying for the protection. You pay into the system, and then they tell you they don't have to protect you either.
Now, the Supreme Court's been very clear on that, Greg, that even though that what governments sell is protection, they in fact have no obligation to provide what they sell.
So let's go to the Marauders part of your question. What if the marauders come in? Well, right now, if the marauders come in, there is no obligation to protect you from the marauders. They have no obligation to do anything for you whatsoever, and there's nothing that you can do about it. In fact, one could argue that the marauders are the government, but that's another discussion. But let's look at the idea of a voluntary society, of people coming together for the purpose of having a society on a consensual basis. What if the marauders are coming in there, invaders, murderers, whatever, some sort of military, then shouldn't people band together? And the answer is, yeah, anyone who wants to should band together. And people should organize in whatever way they deem appropriate to defend themselves. In fact, I believe that decentralized defense is more effective than a single point and, you know, kind of control and command and control, top-down hierarchy, right. Military.
If there's no capital, there's no capital to take.
State capital, mm-hmm. You mean?
Well, generally.
Like militia, kind of like a militia of the people.
No, the point, I would agree with you on that point, but I would also point out that, look, in World War II, the Germans didn't beat the Russians because they were never able to take the capital. They could never get the capital, Moscow, and so, you know, therefore, even though they can, you know, siege Stalingrad or whatever, they never won because they never got the capital. So it's like the chess game. You have to take the king in order to win. It doesn't matter whether the losing guy has only one pawn left and the other guy has all of his pieces, but the pawn manages to take the king. You lose. So,
by the way, this might be interesting to your listeners. I'm Russian, and before Germany, Napoleon did in fact take Moscow, but the Russians implemented a scorched earth policy and literally retreated from their capital, and Napoleon still lost because of the winter.
If anybody gets an opportunity to read this story, it is the most amazing story of, like, sort of bad luck, heroism. I mean, everything could sort of go wrong for one side and right for another in a situation.
Hey, Greg, thanks for the call. Great questions and thoughts, as always. Appreciate it. You know, the other thing I wanted to say about the marauders, the invaders, you know, what happens in that system. What happens today? If there were actually, you know, if the Canadians were to roll down here in tanks and start invading the United States, well, if the government military decided that they had a tank and there was a tank coming their direction and they needed to roll through your house because it's in the way, you know, that they got to get to the tank and your house happens to be in the way. They're going to roll right on through your house, and they're not going to knock first. And if you happen to be in there and your child gets crushed under the treads of the tank, hey, you got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet, right?
Sorry about your luck.
They won't even cut you a check for it. The government isn't there, the state, as we know it, is not there to protect you. They say it all the time. I mean, Barack Obama, George Bush, they get up behind the podiums, and they're always saying, it's my job as president to protect America. But what they really are protecting is their bases. They're protecting their bureaucrats. They're protecting their system. And they will do whatever it takes to protect those things, including roll right over top of you, your house, your car, your property, your family.
They build underground bunkers, but they build them for politicians and sometimes their families, but not for you.
Yeah.
Now, when the king built the castle, yeah, he built it big enough for some peasants to come in, but look, if there was no room or you didn't get in there quickly enough, the drawbridge is up and the Huns descend and, you know, like the walls are there to protect the king and his family.
Exactly.
If you happen to get within the walls, good for you. If not, no, sorry.
All right, we'll come back with more here. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is next.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Do you remember when summer road trips meant loading up the family in the car and playing hours of I Spy and License Plate Bingo?
I found Alaska!
America's Best Value Inn invites you to share stories and photos from memorable summer trips now through September 15th at americasbestvalueinn.com. You'll be entered for a chance to win free stays at any of our 1,000 hotels, gift certificates from TA and Petro stopping centers, and other fun prizes. Share your memories and make your own this summer at America's Best Value Inn.
I Spy on ABVI!
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving.
And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.